Kevin R. Novak deconstructing the Colosseum, promoting civil government school system abolition. In the law, there is what is called actus reus. It relates to crimes and is defined as a voluntary act that causes social harm. In law, there is also what is called mens rea. It too relates to crimes and is defined as guilty mind. Thus, in American law, the civil government must prove both the actus reus component and the mens rea component. The civil government must prove that there was a voluntary act accompanied by a guilty mind. The Supreme Court has stated this another way. Criminal liability requires proof of an evil-meaning mind with an evil-doing hand. The Bible informs us about such a situation, though, where someone causes harm to another, but because there was not a guilty mind to do the harm to another, the person is not considered to have necessarily committed the act of murder. Deuteronomy 19:5 and 6 tell us this. As when a man goeth into the wood with his neighbor to hew wood, and his hand fetcheth a stroke with the axe to cut down the tree, and the head slippeth from the helve, and lighteth upon his neighbor, that he die, he shall flee unto one of those cities and live, lest the avenger of the blood pursue the slayer, while his heart is hot, and overtake him, because the way is long and slay him, whereas he was not worthy of death, inasmuch as he hated him not in time past. So the man was cutting down a tree, and the axe head came off, killing his neighbor. But there was no evidence this was done on purpose, and so it was not considered intentional murder. Whatever you think the penalty should be for intentional murder, this situation is not worthy of it. Understand that when the civil government judges intent, they're not judging the mind. They are, in fact, still probing the person's actions. Note that part of the evidence determining the killing was unintentional, was that the man had not hated his neighbor in the past. The civil government is supposed to only judge actions. Romans 13:4 informs us that the civil government has jurisdiction over only the evil doer, not the evil thinker. That is why civil government has no right to operate a school system. I'm Kevin R. Novak, promoting civil government school system abolition through deconstructingthecolosseum.com.